of Psalms. We're going to go to Psalms chapter 37. I just realized something. I mean, my Bible says Psalm. Did yours say Psalm or Psalms? Does it have an S on the end of it? Just Psalm? Okay. Well, I guess if we're talking about more than one Psalm, we're talking about Psalms. So tonight we'll be in Psalm 37. Amen. The book of Psalms maybe is what we've heard sometime. But I'll give you some things tonight that the Lord's put on my heart. And I believe it's a great chapter. And I thank the Lord for it. And the Lord tied some things together with the book of Revelation. And in my heart last night as I studied, I guess it was early this morning. And anyway, the Bible said here, fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. That's all I'm going to read for right now. We're going to be going through the chapter maybe tonight, and maybe it'll take more than one night, I don't know. But I want to go down through here and look at some things tonight that I pray will be a blessing. Let's pray together. Father, thank you tonight for the privilege to be in the house of God. Lord, thank you for eyes to look down and read the Bible with. Thank you for ears to hear the prayer requests tonight. Thank you for knees, Lord, that we can kneel on and talk to the God of heaven. Thank you, Lord, for our family tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the family of God. Thank you for faith, Lord, to believe and receive what you've given us in your word. I pray tonight, Lord, that you would make the word of God real, make it alive to us this evening. Lord, I pray that you'd just help us to be a help. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. There's a couple things that I want to look at tonight, and I don't know if I can find the, well, I think I can remember, but in this chapter, there's faith, and you find faith versus fretting. There's some that are fretting, and there's some that have faith. And you also find in this chapter the eternal things versus the temporal things. You find it all the way through this chapter. And I'm going to look tonight at faith, first of all, but I just want to say a word or two before I get started, because it's in my heart. My wife said to me on the way to church, she said, you don't need to get political. Well, I'm not going to get political, but I am going to say something that's on my heart. Somebody made fun of the vice president this week, because he evidently is a man of prayer. And evidently once in a while God speaks to him as he's reading the Bible or as he's praying. And they made fun of that. That's wickedness. I said that's wickedness. And you know what the sad thing is? Listen to him carefully. I'm going to tell you something about hell of wood. It's been full of hell for a long time, but it's coming out now like it ain't never come out before. If that was somebody with a rag tied around their head kneeling down on a rug, they wouldn't nobody dare say something. We're in a mess in this country that we live in. Our country was founded on Christian principles, upon this old book that we have before us in our lab tonight. And I tell you, sometimes God has to shake me and say, boy, don't fret. Just have faith, because I told you it's going to wax worse and worse. Amen. It's not going to get better as we get near the coming of the Lord. It's going to get worse. The love of men is going to wax cold. Buddy, we're living in a cold world tonight. Amen. Aren't you glad? Thank God for the church. Aren't you glad for a place we can come in out of the cold and get warm? Aren't you glad for a good wife, a good family, good friends in the church, in the family of God? Don't turn a cold shoulder. Don't say ungodly things, but build you up in the faith. No wonder the Lord said, exhorting one another, even so much the more as you see the day approaching. Well, you know what I think? I think I said all that and I didn't get political nary bit. I'm just standing on the truth of God's precious word. Amen. I believe with all of my heart tonight we need to be praying, because there's some people in this country fixing to bust hell wide open. They don't see the light. They don't understand, beloved, that there's a God in heaven that hears and answers his people. Amen. I praise the Lord for that. The Psalm of David here, he said, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. You know what we need to remember tonight? Somewhere down here in this chapter, I don't know if I can find it real quickly, but the Bible gives us a thought. I'm not even sure that I marked it, but I'll find it here in just a minute. Let's see. I'm looking for a specific passage of scripture. I'm gonna look just a minute. I'll find it. Well, I got to be looking right at it. There it is. It was on the first page, and that's the last place I looked. It's at the very bottom of my notes. I just print the scripture out because it's nice and big. Even with glasses, it makes it a lot easier to read. Watch what the Bible said here. Look what the Bible said. It said, but the meek shall inherit the earth. And verse 11, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Look at verse 12. The wicked plotteth against the just. I'm telling you, if that ain't what's going on in our society, I don't know what is. And gnasheth upon him with his teeth. Watch this now. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. You know what I believe I'd say to that crowd tonight? Your day's coming. That's what the Word of God said. I hope the day will come when you get saved, but if that day don't come, your day's coming. You're laughing at our Lord tonight, but I tell you, there's coming a day. Read Proverbs chapter number 1. God said, I'll laugh at their calamity. I'll mock when their fear cometh. They're laughing at him and mocking him tonight, but that day's going to come, beloved, when the Bible said God will laugh at their calamity and mock when their fear cometh. Faith versus fretting. We see some people that are fretting in the world, and God said for us not to. I want you to see some things tonight. This, I guess, is the mostly where the Lord really took off last night, early this morning, spoke to my heart. I want to look at the progression of faith. Look in verse 3, and let's start right there. The Bible said, trust in the Lord. That's where it all starts. How many can remember, Brother Steve's talking about our test, how many can remember when you trusted him? Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord, and then it said this, and do good. That's just as natural a progression, a person that, listen, James said, you show me your faith without your works. He said, I'll show you my faith by my works. When you trust in the Lord, there's a verse over there, I believe in Ephesians. It says, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But a lot of people don't realize verse 10's there too. For we're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. How many believes when somebody genuinely gets saved, one of the things they want to do right off the bat is go to work. They want to do something
for the Lord that loved them and bought them. They're not earning their salvation. Some in the early days may not even understand that. But they want to go to work. They want to do something, amen, for somebody that loved them that much and gave his life. So trust in the Lord. I want you to be thinking about the early days in your salvation. Think about when you trusted him. The Bible said, so shalt thou dwell in the land. Verily thou shalt be fed. I'm going to be honest with you. Listen to me carefully tonight. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. There have been some times in my life and my wife's life when the cupboards have been low. We didn't know how we were going to pay the bills. Has anybody ever been there in your life? I'm telling you, we didn't know how. Early in our marriage, a time or two, we let credit cards get us in trouble. Oh, we finance the washing machine. We finance the furniture in the living room. I don't know, Miss Eve, of anything much that we bought that we didn't finance. And along the way, sometimes you get in over your head. Is anybody home tonight? But I'm going to tell you something. God saved me and I was 27 years old. Let me tell you something right now. The finances ain't always been what they should have been. But I'm telling you tonight, it's the truth. If I never tell it again, I've never once worried, amen, about how God was going to meet our needs. Because very early on, I seen him do it again and again and again and again. We took out, I'd resigned the church, no salary, no insurance. I was just minding God. We took out the race support to be a missionary. I'd hand the children the love offering in the back seat and let them count it. Somebody said, why'd you do that? I wanted them to know there was a God in heaven that wasn't going to let us down. He was going to feed us along the way and take care of everything that we needed along the way. Trust in the Lord. Do good. And then the Bible said in verse number 4, look at the progression. This is the progression of faith. Delight thyself also in the church. Delight thyself also in the choir. How many believe church is good? How many believe choir is good? Delight thyself also in the Sunday school class. Delight thyself also with God's people. Now let me tell you something right now. You want to see more delight in the church, you see more delight with the Lord. You want to see more delight in the choir, you see more delight with the Lord. I'm telling you, in those early days, we didn't have to be taught. We couldn't wait to get with him. How many's with me tonight? Amen. Listen, it was not a duty. It was a delight to get our Bible and get off by ourselves somewhere and let the God of heaven speak to our heart. You see, you know something tonight? I don't believe we'll ever see revival without delight. I really don't. Listen, God wants us to serve him. And I will say this. There are times when you don't delight. And if you don't delight, do it out of duty. Do what's right out of duty. Keep on doing what's right, hoping and praying that the delight will come back. But I'm going to tell you something right now. There's nothing like delighting in the Lord. Nothing like delighting in the Lord. There's a progression. We trusted him. Then we do good. The works comes. And then after a little while, we understand we're missing something. We understand that preaching on Sunday morning ain't enough. Preaching on Sunday night ain't enough. Preaching on Wednesday night ain't enough. Sunday school class ain't enough. There just has to be something where we get alone with God and let God speak to our heart. Let me tell you something tonight. I hope I'm not preaching like a foreigner. I hope that's not foreign to you. I hope tonight that you know what it is to delight in the Lord. Years ago, you've heard me say this before. I heard a man say it. He said, one of the happiest days in your life will be when your devotion time becomes a time for him and not a time for you. I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen to me carefully. I'm not fussing tonight. But if you read 3 chapters just so you can check it off and you've read it, and that's all there is to it, and it's dry and it's dull and it's dead, that's not delighting in the Lord. If you say, well, I'm going to spend 15 minutes in prayer, and when 15 minutes is up, you're done. And listen, when you delight in something, beloved, you just want to hang around there a little while. Stand behind a songbook and sing Sweet Hour of Prayer. I'm going to tell you something right now. When I got saved, listen to me carefully. That ain't been too long ago, 1987. But it wasn't nothing to pray all night. Is anybody home? You say, preacher, when are we going to have revival? When we get back to delight? When we get back to not just rushing in and rushing out? When we get back to where He means everything to us, so we just delight in His presence? Somebody said, I wish it was like it was in the old days. I'm going to tell you something right now. When it's like it was in the old days at home, it'll be like it used to be in the old days in the house of God. What do you mean, preacher? Well, there's something going on besides TV. Ain't that right? I told Sister Danita the other day, I long for the day. I long for it. I long for the day when in this church, in the house of God, somebody could come through that door and say, preacher, I just need a few minutes. I got something on my heart. God has blessed me. Where somebody stand up and say, I got a song. You say, well, they ain't on the schedule. I could care less. That's what I'm talking about. Brother Steve, you ever mount this pulpit and you got something on your heart, let it roll, brother. Amen. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say if we come in here full of delight, it'll break out on us. All of us. Amen. I believe that. He said, trust. He said, do good. He said, delight. And then He said, He'd give you the desires of thine heart. How many believes this tonight? Listen to me carefully. If a person is genuinely delighting in the Lord, they will not have one desire that crosses up with the Lord. Every one of their desires will be in line with this book, will be in line with bringing glory to God, will be in line with pleasing God. Some people say, well, boy, that's a blank check. If I delight myself also in the Lord, He'll give me the desires of my heart. That's what the Bible said. But what we don't realize sometimes is those desires will line up when we genuinely delight ourselves in the Lord. I believe that. There's trust, there's do good, there's delight. I'm just looking at the progression of faith. And then in verse number 5, He said, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him. I'm going to say this tonight. Listen, I'm preaching to the cream of the crop tonight. It's prayer meeting, but this is the way God brought it. If God said preach it Sunday morning, I'd have preached it Sunday morning. But I'm going to tell you something right now. What's lacking in the church world today is commitment. Bounce in, bounce out, bounce up, bounce down. But I'm telling you, beloved, listen, if you've been saved, how many's been saved tonight? Raise your hand. How many can remember, beloved, when you told God, I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. I'll be what you want me to be. It didn't matter what it was. There was a commitment. I was telling the young man the other day, that thing about the will of God that God showed me years ago. A lot of people think you're going to find His will if you say, well, God, I tell you what, you write down what you want me to do, and if I like it, I'll sign it. You'll never find His will like that. But I tell you what you do, if you'll just sign the bottom of the page and hand it to the Lord and tell Him to fill it in. You say, what is that? That's commitment. What is that? That's trust. What is that? That's faith. That's not fretting about it, amen. Listen to me tonight. How many believes He loves us? And somebody that loves us that much, Brother Rose, is not going to hurt us. He's going to help us. I believe that, don't you? Faith versus fretting. The progression of faith. Now watch this tonight. The Bible said, trust in Him and He'll bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. What's that talking about? Listen to me carefully. You've heard me say this before, but listen to me carefully. It's one thing for the child of God to have God in them. Every child of God has God in them. If a person doesn't have the Spirit of God, he's lost without God and on his way to hell. It's one thing to have God in you, and it's another thing to have God on you. What God is saying right here, watch this now. He said, if you'll trust me, you'll do good, you'll delight, you'll commit yourself to me. He said, your righteousness, I'm going to bring it forth like the light, like the judgment at the noonday. He's saying, listen, your light's going to shine and everybody's going to see that I'm doing something in your life. Ain't that what we need tonight? The Bible said, let your light so shine before men that men may see your good works. Oh, I used to hear people listen to me. Oh, they'll argue with you about standards. It don't matter what you wear. God looks at the heart. Yes, he does. But that fellow out there on the street, he can't see nothing but what his eyes see. I can't see your heart. God does see your heart. But God said, I want that outside to line up with the inside so that it'll bring glory to the Savior. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. I'll tell you something tonight. Listen to me carefully. Listen. I ain't fussing tonight. I'm going to tell you something. There's some things that kind of concern me along the way. You take a church like this with a budget of $300,000 for a year. How much of that will go to missions, Brother Gary? Do we figure? I know the percentage, but 42% of that will go to missions. Now listen to me. And there'll be 200 people here on Sunday morning. You know how many people will vote on that budget? Help me tonight. I'm glad for people that come. I'm glad for people that give. But in my heart, I want to ask the question, where in the name of Jesus is the commitment that there used to be to the things of God? Amen. There's people that love the pastor. Brother Ralph get mad at him, want to run him off, they'd have no say in it. I would. I can vote for me, Brother Ralph, can't I? Amen. I'm just aggravating, Brother Ralph. I don't know where the commitment is these days. Let me tell you something tonight. There's more commitment to the soccer team. You heard me. Brother Ralph, more commitment to the band, more commitment to the football team, more commitment to the golf course. More commitment to everything under the sun than there is to the house of God. I remember we went to Wise. I'm running out of time. I ain't getting very far. But I'm kind of excited about what God gave me. There's a progression in the faith. I'll take your book of Revelation and show you something in a minute. I remember we went to Wise and my children are pretty athletically inclined. They got that from me. They got their smarts from their mama. But they like to play ball. We let them join up with this little league and they said, we'd be glad to have them. I said, okay, but you need to understand something. Wednesday night's out. Oh, well, we understand. Revival's out. If we're having revival, I'm sorry, but it's out. And I'm going to tell you something tonight. You say, preacher, what was that? I'll tell you what it was. It was a commitment. The Lord meant so much to me that I didn't want my children to think that he didn't mean that much to me. We was going to the house of God. You say, preacher, you're unreasonable. We'll find out at the judgment seat of Christ. We'll find out. I said, we'll find out. A commitment. I believe the God that saved you and I, that went to that cross and hung on that cross, is worthy of our commitment. I understand fully. Brother Allen, if you wasn't here tonight, I'd understand fully. The man's just about broken too. But he can't wait. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Been many, 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 many days if Brother Fred had called me, Brother Ralph, and said, Pastor, I just can't put one foot in front of the other. I'd understand it fully. Let me tell you something tonight. You and I'm not preaching just to you. I'm preaching to me. We need to be careful that we don't let these things, this trust, these doing right, the delight, the commitment, that we don't let it grow cold in our lives. We need to be careful. The devil would like nothing better than for us to get so cold that we couldn't even hear from heaven. That's what he'd like. Then the Bible said this. Watch this. Now look at verse number 7. Rest in the Lord. How many believes this is a natural progression? Brother Aaron, I believe the reason a lot of people ain't resting, these other things are lacking. I'm going to tell you something right now. Somebody help me tonight. When these other things are lacking, we get sideways, don't we, Brother Gary? We get sideways with our spouse. We get sideways with our Lord. We get sideways with our children. We even get sideways with the church. Am I right or am I wrong? All these things, this progression. Rest. What a blessing to be able to rest. What a blessing, Brother Steve. Being over there with your father-in-law, he knows the time is drawing nigh. But there's a peace. With Mama, I mean his wife, Miss Cindy's mom, Miss Cindy, there's a peace. There's a rest, knowing that what we're seeing is bigger than us. That he's in the hands of an almighty God that loves him. What a blessing that is. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 2 tonight. Revelation chapter 2. There's no way I'm going to get through this chapter tonight. So I'll just turn over to Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter number 2. The church at Ephesus. I didn't plan on this being like this, but I really haven't even thought about it since the Valentine banquet, but today is Valentine Day. And supposed to be centered around the thought of love. Revelation chapter number 2, look at verse number 1. Unto the angel of the church at Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the 7 stars in his right hand. Who is that he? Somebody tell me. Have you read chapter 1? Who is it that's got the 7 stars in his right hand? Tell me his name. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. These things saith he that holdeth the 7 stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the 7 golden candlesticks. How many wants him in the midst? Oh, dear God, deliver us from him ever standing out yonder, knocking on the door, wanting to come in. Amen. Brother Ralph, Brother Brian brought that lesson. The Lord's in the house. Amen. That's what we need. In the midst. He said, we're 2 or 3 are gathered together. In my name, there am I in the midst of them. Oh, beloved friend, let's look here today, tonight, and see something here. Watch what the Bible said. I know thy works. How many believes he knows us? Honey, I tell you, it's a scary thought, but he knows us better than we know us. David figured that out. That's why he said, search me, O God. In other words, God, I might not be able to see it, but would you search me? Not too long ago, Brother Brian and Sister Kim's refrigerator went out. We got on the phone talking a little bit, and I said, Brother Brian, did you check up underneath of it? I said, if them coals get dusty, I said, that thing won't cool. He said, that's the first thing we did, Pastor. I've always thought about this. You know, you go about anybody's home, and they wouldn't mind you coming in. They wouldn't mind you hanging their coat up. But if they got out a little flashlight and said, would you mind if I go look under your refrigerator? You know what we need, Brother Aaron? We need to tell God to bring his light. Look under our refrigerator. There's probably some dust. There's probably some things clogged up. probably ain't too pretty. You say, preacher, you've lost your mind. Maybe I have. But I tell you, God's dealing with my heart. I know thy works, thy labor, thy patience, how thou canst not bear them which are evil. Has tried them that say they're apostles and are not, has found them liars. Thank God, it looks like a church with a backbone to me. Has borne. That means you've put up with a lot of things and you've been long suffering. You've had patience. And for my name's sake, you've labored and you've not fainted. Watch this. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because you've left your first love. What's he saying right there, Brother Rose? He's saying you don't trust me like you used to. He's saying you don't work like you used to. He's saying you don't delight like you used to. He's saying you're not committed like you used to be. Is anybody home tonight? He's saying you don't rest like you used to. Maybe even fretting like the world does. What are we going to do? Well, in verse number 5, he said, remember. Brother Fain, how long you been saved, brother? You'll have to holler at me for me to hear you. 60 years. Was God good 60 years ago, brother, when he saved you? God's good tonight. I guarantee you, if you'd ask him, I maybe shouldn't say this, but I'd say you ask anybody been saved 60 years. There'd be some times when I got cold. Some times when I wasn't where I needed to be. Some times when I had to make myself go to church. Some times when I didn't read my Bible right. When I didn't pray right. You know what God's saying? See, the first thing tonight is remember. Just remember. I believe that'd keep marriages together if people just remember. I'd just go back and remember when they opened them doors and that organ started playing. Glory to God. God was good to me. In my ignorance, I wasn't even saved. God give me a good woman. Amen. Remember. He said here, remember from whence you have fallen. Let me give you something tonight. Listen to me carefully. I'm not fussing, but I'm telling you something right now. When these things that I've brought to you tonight out of Psalm 37, when they're not present and they're not healthy in our lives, we've fallen. Am I right or am I wrong? I used to worry about Brother Fred. I'd try to get somebody to, Brother John, I know you must have worried about Brother Merv. Last few times he's been able to be here, Brother John would get him by the arm. All I'm trying to say is tonight, listen, if somebody was to come down these steps and fall, that would demand our attention immediately. Right? I'm going to tell you something tonight. When we look inside and we realize there's an area where we've fallen, it would behoove us to give attention immediately. He said, remember, therefore, from whence thou hast fallen. Then he said this, and repent. Looks like somebody besides John Dockery's telling me to repent. Remember. I don't know. Brother Steve, I might be a nut. And I was trying to read my Bible through tears last night and just pictured an invitation where the pastor said, remember when you just couldn't wait to read your Bible and how rich it was when you opened your Bible? And I could just see people getting up as they remembered. Remember when you used to talk to the Lord? Remember when you used to have a heavy, heavy burden for lost people? Remember when tears used to run down your face because you couldn't stand the thought of that person going to hell without God? Remember? And every time I said remember something, somebody was just getting up. He said, preacher, you've lost it. No, I'm going to tell you something. Last night, I had to do some getting up. A man that is standing in this pulpit and trying to get you something, do something he won't do himself, ain't worthy of the ministry. What are you trying to say, preacher? I'm trying to say repentance works for the pulpit just like it does for the pew. I sat there last night. Brother Aaron had said, this is my commitment, what it used to be. It's my delight, what it used to be. It's my rest, what it used to be. I'm telling you tonight. He said, repent. He said, do the first works. What's that mean? That means just go back here and do it like you used to. Brother John, I've heard you say that you used to run across a passage of Scripture. Maybe it's a little bit difficult for you. I believe it was Albert Barnes you used a lot, wasn't it, brother? Remember? I believe. Didn't you say somebody gave you some books one time? Maybe it was Brother Jack or somebody. Or maybe give them to another young preacher. Said that'll help him. Remember? He said, what happens if we won't remember? What happens if we won't repent? What happens if we won't return and do the first works? He said, I'll come quickly and I'll remove. You can say whatever you want to tonight. The best church in Kingsport. I don't know where that church is. But the best church in Kingsport runs the risk of getting in a rut. Going through the motions. Is anybody home tonight? I'm done tonight. I know that you've heard words. I hope tonight, more than that, you can see my heart. I'm longing for the day when God has set the church on fire, when revival will come. People won't have to be begged to do what's right. It'd be such a commitment. Not a commitment that comes forth from preaching or from rules, but a commitment that comes forth from a walk with God and a delight in the things of God. The songwriter said, I don't know if I can remember the first verse, but when we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, think about what a disgrace tonight. What a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still. Is the next line never fear? I believe it's never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey. For there's no other way. You know what's wrong in our generation? We're finding ways to try to be happy in Jesus without trusting and obeying. That's why the church has turned to entertainment. I love you all tonight. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for putting up with me. Father, thank you tonight for the privilege to be here, Bible Way Baptist Church. Thank you, God, for the privilege to hear from heaven. Lord, I don't care if the whole world mocks us. It's just good to be able to hear from heaven. God, I pray tonight, Lord, you'd keep your hand on our church. Lord, I thought about the church I heard about Sunday. Actually, Lord, it was last Wednesday night. I heard about where precious man of God, people are leaving him left and right. He's been so faithful through the years. I know the doctrine and the preaching is sound. God, I just pray, keep your hand on us. Lord, there's so much at stake. The children, the teenagers, the missionaries. Our testimony here on the hill. God, keep your hand on us. Lord, you brought the church through many, many fires and difficult times. I pray, God, you'd just bless. I pray you'd send an old-fashioned revival. God, I pray sinners would tremble once again under the mighty convicting power of the Holy Ghost. I pray, God, and forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us. And help us. In Jesus' name.